Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain futures were higher across the board today, closing 3 to 4 cents higher in the corn futures. December corn right at $4, up 3.25 cents. That was a really good sign for the corn bulls as the market stopped going down and then, of course, settled right at $4, up 3.25, is a good sign going forward. Now, we're still below the moving average, about 13 cents below the 50-day moving average in December corn. But the fact that it made new lows, the lowest prices since October, and then rebounded the way it did, that would be a really good sign looking forward for corn. Now, beans, something similar, up 9.25 cents. Across the board there. November we're up 9.75 at 9.49 3/4, about 10 cents off of the low from this morning. They met the lows from the first part of February but have not reached the lows from the end of September. So there is some long-term underlying strength to that market at this point, but we are below the moving averages there as well. Now, wheat futures up 10.75 in July at 5.59 1/4. A lot of guys really excited the fact that it has stopped its skid. And so looking from this point forward, any sort of dryness or bad hot, dry weather will probably be bullish.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
A few things to note in the next couple of days. Informa Economics will release their latest acreage numbers on Friday. And then there's a few others next week, and the USDA will release theirs on Tuesday, March 31st. Now, Farm Futures released theirs. They surveyed a bunch of farmers. They're saying soybeans, 87.3 million acres. That's significantly higher than last year. Last year was 83.7, so a little over about 4 million acres more. Corn acres down about 2.5 million acres at 88.3 million. But still larger than beans, but those two are coming together. That corn number would be the lowest in 5 years. And then winter wheat, 40.6 million expected. The USDA was at 40.5, so right in line with where we were for that. Now, sorghum plantings, 8.4 million acres. That's up 18% over last year. And then cotton acres, 9.4 million, down 15%. Of course, that's due to the lower prices for cotton. Export bookings tomorrow, soybeans 450 to 650 expected, corn 650 to 800, wheat 350 to 450. The higher dollar over the last couple of months is expected to decrease exports.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. In recapping your markets, April live cattle up $3 at $156.57. June up $3 at $148.47. April feeder cattle up $4.27 at $214.30. May up $4.50 at $213.42. April lean hogs down $107 at $60.70. And June down $60 at $75.20. In the grain markets, May Kansas City wheat up 10 and a quarter at 5.53, July up 10 and a quarter at 5.58 and three quarters. May Chicago wheat up 7 and a quarter at 5.10 and three quarters. May corn up 3 and three quarters at 3.74 and three quarters. July up 3 and three quarters at 3.82 and three quarters. May soybeans up 10 and a half at 9.65. July up 10 and a quarter at 9.69 and three quarters. May cotton up 227 at 62.48. July up 204 at 62.87. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.